Hi, this is Nyla Nelson back at you with another Heyoka Warrior podcast experience. Before I get started on my segment of the day, I would love to tell you about my sponsor, Anchor App. It's an awesome app for anyone that is thinking about having a future in podcasting. Everything you need is within this podcast app. There's no hassles on downloading any extra programs or any RSS feeds, and you can add your own music of choice through the app's approval or choose from the different selections they have within the app. There's simple directions on how to set up your podcast and where it can be shared, and the bonus, oh my gosh, the actual bonus is that you can get paid from different sponsors per segment, and the app coordinators find different sponsors to help expand your fan base of listeners and send you frequent notifications on where it's been shared. You can share your podcast on Instagram, Facebook, Tumblr, YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, Apple iTunes, plus so much more. If you're ever thinking about having a future in podcasting, Anchor App is the best way to go. And the content title today to my segment is called Doing Nothing is a Powerful Something. There's a lot of times where you just have to, you know, not do so much to get so much done, because there's a lot of times where when we're in that vibration where something has to change, either my life or my outlook, or, you know, I want to do something that doesn't seem so forceful. I want to be able to change something though I can move to where it's something I truly am passionate about or I truly enjoy. And you're not realizing just those little bitty steps that you're making can make a huge impact when you're starting to do a routine every day just to add one thing, or something like, hey, I'll do this change into my life every day, into your life. And then the next thing you know, you add something on within that week, or even, you know, when you go on to that next week, it's like, hey, I'm only going to do it this 4 days. And then, you know, change up again. The next week is 3 days. And not realizing that little something becomes a very powerful something. There's a lot of times where we're trying to control things and not realize, you know what, let me just leave it up to God or universe and let them fix it. And it will, you know, and there'll be one of those moments where, you know, God always has a dark sense of humor and just like tap you on the shoulder. Hey, I was just waiting for you to do this the whole time. We're really proud of you and your progress, but it's just a lot of times you're aiming towards the wrong target. That wasn't even a target, and you're just totally off. But that experience is going to teach you so much about where your aim is, and just being able to allow yourself to do it. Because a lot of times, you know, it's hard for us to adjust to change, especially if you've been in a certain vibration, a certain frequency for so long, and you looked at the world, yourself, others in a certain way for so long. And then you have to be, you know, you get that rude awakening, like, hey, everything has to change. You know, everything in life was a lie or illusion to you for you to believe this certain thing. You know, you have been that one that's supposed to be that plot twist, the powerful game changer of where everything has been going down the lifeline of our bloodline for so long. Hey, we picked you to go ahead and change all these different things. And a lot of times, you know, you be thinking like, I don't work well under stressful situations. And this is the one where, why'd you pick me? Because I'm not that one that can work well under stress. But these are those things. It's just like, if we felt like we didn't have this confidence in you, we really wouldn't have picked you. And it's not like we're telling you to make a drastic change overnight. But when you're allowing yourself to be open to the perspective of being in a vibration of change, and allowing yourself to go with the flow of transitioning, transcending, transmutation, all those different, you know, spiritual trends that you're going through, because it's like so many different things. You know, you're dealing with healing, you're dealing with forgiveness, you know, you're dealing with seeing things from a different perspective. And that takes a lot to really do, and you're not realizing that's showing you how powerful you are, because you're allowing yourself to give yourself that chance. And I always tell you, don't be so hard on yourself, because even if you're not in exactly where you need to be at, you are not the person you were when you first started this journey. You have changed so much, and you know, you may be dealing with some very powerful hardships in your life that, you know, many people would have just went the other way and hit pavement saying they couldn't be able to deal with that. But they put you in a situation to really allow you to just change the whole dynamic about something that you know, it'll be powerful. Just be able to say, we picked you to have a whole different change of a dynamic just in your bloodline, and just for you to be able to go through this, and you're just like, oh my gosh, it's blowing my mind, and don't realize where this may lead you to where this can be, it can really get exposure to what you have gone through. You know, it'll be so many different people you see in infomercial or at a Shark Tank, or, you know, people that are motivational speakers, you know, people on Snapchat, TikTok, TikTok, you don't really know what so many different things that have been exposed into their life or exposed them to be able to say, you know, I want to share this with the world, or, you know, there's somebody who needs to hear this, or these certain things that's going on in the world that people are overlooking or ignoring. I need this to come out. And you just really don't know how those little bitty things can impact yourself, your life in a big way. So it's just like every day when you're allowing yourself to take that one little change for yourself. You may be that type of person that may be heavy in depression. A lot of us, we deal with that. You know, people always want to label us as mental illnesses. And a lot of times those mental illnesses is nothing but spiritual gifts that we weren't aware of, or we weren't allowing ourselves, we weren't allowed to be able to venture that part of our lives because it was like seen as evil, or seen as something that may be a mental issue that can cause you to be locked up, or, you know, something like that. And not realizing that gift, when you're at that moment to where you can really open up to it, this was helping you become a better person, not realizing this is going to fall a trait, you know, for you to help other people in that way, not believing this is a blessing in disguise for you. So even if there's time where you just have to, do something differently, or just allow yourself to just breathe for a minute. You know, sometimes you have to go through certain situations where you just have to allow yourself to just step back real quick and just let, you know what, let me recalibrate myself. Let me recharge. Let me reset. And maybe I'll feel different about whatever I'm facing, because this is a lot. Or you could be that person that really have shortened patience. You know, I was like that. And it doesn't take much to, you know, get you aggravated, and it can get you very overwhelmed. But sometimes it's just like, it could be the most simplest things, and we put so much emphasis on it, we put so much focus on it, whereas something that was very simple that can change our life in a big way, and a lot of times it only takes that little step. So if you're going through something right now, you know, take it day by day. You know, don't add so much onto your plate like that, because a lot of times you'll hear that little person in your head, you hear that voice, it's like, hey, we're proud of you, or hey, you know, we want to commend you for your efforts, you know, just being able to stay patient when it was hard for you to stay patient, but, you know, we commend you of just how you're doing with yourself and other people. You may be a guide to help other people through certain things. You know, people, there'll be sometimes where people even ask you for your advice, and you're trying to understand why people ask me for advice. There's sometimes I can't even allow myself to find my way out of a paper bag. But this is like universe is bringing that towards you. Don't seek so small on yourself. You don't realize how powerful you are just by all the different things that you have overcome. And there's just times you have to give more credit to yourself. You know, you are more powerful. You know, more. You know, smart is smarter than anybody that you may not anybody, but just basically more than you give yourself credit for, just because of all the different things you're going through, and not realizing that situation that they're telling you just take the little steps, or not even really do nothing at all and just allow it to fall into place, but still put an effort on what you're really wanting to change in your life. Maybe it's healing, forgiving, you know, being able to see things in a positive light, stop looking at everything in a negative way. And when you start writing these things down, they say, you know, mantras, you know, meditation, going out in nature, affirmations every day, you know, writing different, you know, different goals and stuff like that, or journaling. And when you're allowing yourself to take these, you know, these little changes in your life, you never really know how big of an emphasis it can really change you for the better. So I hope you're able to resonate with that, you know, content segment of the day. If you're ever in the neighborhood of YouTube, please look me up. I leave all my contact information in the synopsis section of my podcast. So, you know, if you are, please drop me a line and let me know, hey, you know, I was listening to your podcast and just come here to check you out. It's all about different videos about, you know, mentoring, or just, you know, just motivational speaking on different people that have, you know, empathic, or you got spiritual, you know, gifts that, you know, you're really, you know, really hard to really be able to obtain different things day to day, and just being able to give you, you know, a good positivity, you know, give you a little laugh, you know, and it's not textbook, so it'll be something you can really truly enjoy. So, you know, please go ahead and stop by. It'll be greatly appreciated. So much love to you. Namaste, shalom. I say God bless, much love, peace.